Blog Talk Radio.
Fantastic. And I got to tell you, you are the most talented one person that I've ever met in my entire life. You are a songwriter, you are a singer, you are a former top model. I still think you're a top model. You're absolutely gorgeous. You do everything from the physical, spiritual, emotional, body, mind, and spirit. I got to tell you, I feel blessed. Sabrina, let everybody know, what's our show today for 30 minutes? This is action-packed. Are you ready for the holidays?
It is action-packed.
Natural ways. Absolutely. Natural ways to maximize your health. Sabrina, what are we talking about?
So we're talking about so many different things. And first of all, before we even start the show, I just want to say that Unification TV is really all about unifying hearts, unifying minds, unifying knowledge, everybody coming together. And Carolyn, you've given me so many beautiful accolades. I thank you so much. When we decided to do the show less than a month ago, now this is our second show, and counting powerful people together in brilliance. And so this show, when we discussed it in our first show, which was our last Sunday, we discussed how are we going to be able to get ready for the holidays. And what are we going to do? We're going to get ready for our fabulous tuxedo and our little black dress and just really detoxifying. And that's the sort of crust of the show today. We're going to have a doctor on, a brilliant woman who's written books as well. And Carolyn, you're an author of, you're finishing your seventh book, a brilliant woman so many different libraries around the world. So, you know, just absolutely amazing. And I'm honored to have you on the show and to be a part of the show. So we're talking about lemons. We're going to talk about, and it sounds so funny to talk about lemons. Like, what the heck could they talk about lemons for? But there's so much that I know that you're going to educate our audience about. Apples, green apples, and pineapples. And so it's really going back to detoxifying our bodies, right? Really free radicals. A lot of times we hear free radicals. Well, what the heck is a free radical? And people are starving for this information about understanding how can we create freedom in regards to our health to empower ourselves. So free radicals, in a very simple layman's nutshell, are atoms that contain one or more unpaired electrons. And I thought, well, what the heck is that? It's so simple. It becomes toxic when it's not even, when it's not paired. So we've got all kinds of free radicals coming from our food, the air, the water, stress. And over the holidays, we're going to be having a lot of stress. Carolyn, I just wanted to ask you, I know you've been doing a lot of research, which is a great thing. We've spent hours and hours researching these for the show. And so it's a space where you all can come to get a lot of free knowledge on a lot of hours of research. And I know, Carolyn, you've talked about lemons, and didn't you actually do a cleanse so that whatever it is that we're talking about, we've actually experienced ourselves? Could you tell our audience a little bit about the cleanse that you've gone through and a little bit more about why you did it?
Yes. First of all, and I thank you for that question, I want to say none of us are MDs on the line. We are not giving any advice on how to take, you know, how to take, get off your medication or anything like that. We're only delivering information. If you want to do any of this, please ask your doctor and get permission from your doctor and develop a relationship with your doctor so the doctor could follow you on your wellness journey. Does that make sense?
So, absolutely. So these are really just suggestions.
Yes, thank you. Well, so what I did, I knew that I needed to cleanse. You know, I go on stage all the time, and I'm before hundreds of people on stage as bodybuilders. I don't actually work as a bodybuilder or contest, do shows anymore. But what I do for my own personal enjoyment, I love passing out trophies. I love giving new and upcoming folks an award for taking the time and building their immune system, building their body, and getting cleansed. So what started me on my journey of cleansing using lemons, I wanted to get rid of the extra toxins that was hovering in my body. And the only thing I want to say is I went to get a colon cleanser, to get to a person that was able to cleanse my colon for me, because I was having some tough times trying to eliminate toxins from my body. So the key thing, what I started doing, was taking some lemon first thing in the morning with warm water and a little bit of the apple cider vinegar. And boy, oh boy, I've got to tell you, Sabrina, that was like Roto-Rooter for me. It cleansed my system, and I'm going like, wow, I feel as light as a feather for something that only costs, I think lemons, you get a bag of lemons for maybe organic lemons for $3, and the reason why I say organic is because I prefer saving my money and spending my or investing my money on good, wholesome, non-toxic foods if I'm trying to cleanse. That only makes sense. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, you know, also lemons contain potassium and magnesium, which are both found in the lemon, and they help with the brain and the nervous system function. So we really, in today's day and age, we're trying to stress to everybody out there, we have so many toxins, and stress is one of the major toxins that we're dealing with. So we really need to help our immune system, help our bodies get the nutrients that we need to have in order for our bodies to be as strong as possible. So lemons contain citric and ascorbic acid, which really helps alkalinize our blood. And we're living in an acidic state, which means that our pH balance is very acidic, which is damaging and hurting the rest of our bodies, kind of like a domino effect, right? And Carolyn, you and I talk about this all the time. Lemons also have an anti-inflammatory property that helps with arthritis and repairing damaged tissues and cartilages and bones. So there's just so many benefits with the fibers that are in the lemon as well that help. You know, I did a lemon cleanse probably about a year ago, and I did it with cayenne pepper, lemons, and what was that? It wasn't honey. I started out with honey, and then I decided to have another sweetener, which, what's that stuff? Maple syrup. I put maple syrup on it. And I lost, in 7 days, I lost so much toxin and body weight. Yeah. I mean, it was so phenomenal. So I really, I'm really happy with the results. And it helped get rid of a lot of the bloating for me and some of that, you know, that belly weight that you just can't get rid of. It really sheds a lot of toxins, don't you think?
You know, it does that, and what's so phenomenal and beautiful, everything we're talking about, a person can find this at the American Urological Association highlights. They will talk about the facts of what women does, and this is clinical studies by MDs, PhDs that study the effects of women. And also, I really do want to share one other thing. Not only does it help with the digestion, it helps with dental care. If a person has bleeding gums, it helps with water retention. A lot of women, at least I retain a lot of water. So when people see me walking across that stage and they go, Carolyn is looking so good, they don't know I just had a good cleanse maybe a couple of days or a week before, and I try to keep my body consistently in a nice pH balance, alkaline state where it's balanced.
So
that's
important.
What I try to do. And one other thing that I do want to share, and I think this is really important, when it comes to health, it is a lifestyle and it is a journey. People think, and they're constantly thinking, what can I do as a quick fix? Let me do it now, and I'm not going to do it later. But I guarantee people, if they start a regimen and if they're consistent with the regimen, they're going to get results. That is guaranteed.
I really agree with you with the consistency. It is paramount to really stay focused and have that consistency. What I recommend for myself and with my children is lemon water in the morning. Lemon water in the morning, it's just a great way to level out and balance out your pH balance, and it really helps flush out bacteria and toxins from your body. And so, you know, one thing I wanted to also mention that I think is really fascinating, and I learned it while show, is we can, if we put lemon juice on our bodies, it helps reduce the pain of sunburn. Who would ever think that? You think with the acid content in the lemons, it helps reduce sunburn pain and pain from if you get stung by a bee. If you put lemon juice on that area, it actually reduces the pain, which is a great little tidbits of information to have. I wanted to move on also, because the show's moving so quickly tonight, pineapples. We talked about pineapples.
Yes.
And pineapples, I know they're used in Central and South America amongst the indigenous tribes to help treat indigestion and really reduce inflammation. Did you know that pineapples, I used to work with a Native American years ago in Sedona, Arizona, and he would always eat pineapples every single day. And he said to me back then that pineapples contain a bromelain, and that works. It's a natural anti-inflammatory agent. So a lot of times, especially in Germany years ago, they understood that it was so important for sprains and strains and minor muscle injuries, and it really decreases bruising. So a lot of times after, you know, somebody's going for some sort of an operation, that might be something to be suggested as well, and to ask your doctor about is, can I take bromelain and help as a natural anti-inflammatory? But pineapples are a wonderful way to help improve the inflammation and reduce that. Also, I mean, Carolyn, you know some things about pineapples as well. Maybe you can share some things with the audience about either the oral health or the bone health. I know there's so much to talk about pineapples.
Well, you know what? The one thing that I can say is that I'm a lover of pineapples, and my biggest problem I have with pineapples, I don't know when to stop eating them. I'll just eat the whole doggone thing. So I'm like the wrong person to ask about pineapples, because I actually eat it just because it tastes good. And I learned that information about pineapples, Sabrina, from you. So you actually educated me on pineapples because I never really realized all of the beautiful, wonderful accolades that pineapples could bring to us. Now, Sabrina, let's hold on for 1 second. We've been on line for almost 15 minutes, well, a little over 15 minutes, and I really want to get this fabulous person before we started talking about apples. I'd like for Dr. Brenda White. She is the author of 5 books. And the reason why I decided, I said, we've got to get Dr. Brenda White on, because this is a woman that literally believes, let make food your medicine and medicine your food. She's written 5 books about it. She will be 70 years old, February, I believe 19th, sometime in February, and she looks younger than me. I'm just going to be honest with you. And all the time I see her, I always say, what are you doing? And she says, Carolyn, this is what I'm doing. That is one of my, what she points me out in the right direction. And before I went on stage last year, I called Dr. Brenda White. I said, I'm going on stage. I'm turning 6. What advice that you have? And this is what she said. Be consistent. These are the foods that I recommend that you eat. Dr. Brenda White, are you there?
Yes, that I am.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Brenda White, thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us. Why did you write the book, Let Make Food Your Medicine and Medicine Your Food? That's a very, very heavy, that's a heavy title. And we just have a minute,
yes.
So you'll have to. Okay, I think we're having difficulties. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Okay. We can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I wrote the book, Make Food Your Medicine and Medicine Your Food, because I knew there were millions of people out there just like me who were suffering from debilitating diseases with no end in sight. In 2010, I was diabetes, high pressure, obesity, and every time I went to the doctor, they would tell me about something. You know, I got to the point where I hated to go to the doctor, and my daughter told me about a program that was being conducted in Oakland, California, and it was a 9-week.
Okay, Dr. White, I think we're going to have to have you back another time. We cannot hear you, unfortunately. I do apologize. Sorry about that, but we cannot hear you. And Sabrina, could you
yes.
We'll have to have Dr. White on another time,
absolutely.
Because we absolutely cannot hear her.
Yes.
So let's talk about the apples. The apples. Now,
yes.
I've always heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now, is that true or
right.
is that a myth?
Well, you know, I really do feel that it is very, very, very true. A lot of times you'll see a lot of these green shakes and healing components always have a green apple in them. They'll have a green apple. And apples have so many minerals. They're full of iron and copper and potassium, which obviously make your bones stronger than ever. But vitamin B6 helps burn fat. So I remember working with a nutritionist once, long ago, and he had said, take an apple, a green apple, to bed and eat it before you go to bed at night, because it will help burn fat. And I found that really fascinating. So I tried it, and not only did it help me burn fat, but it also... There's so much water. There's fiber. First of all, there's 15% of your daily fiber is found in an apple. But an apple also has so much water. And the water, obviously, our bodies are made up of so much water. So anything that we can help that will give our bodies water, as well as the B vitamins, vitamin B17 is phenomenal. There's potassium, which is a great electrolyte. So apples are absolutely phenomenal. I happen to be a really, really huge fan of apple cider vinegar, organic. I love Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I know, Carolyn, you mentioned it earlier on in the show, and you mixing it in with lemons. There are just so many benefits. We'll have to do a show just on that alone to help educate our audience. It is absolutely phenomenal in so many different ways. But again, it also helps alkalinize our bodies. And to stress the importance of having our bodies alkalinized is just so, so vital. But really, truly, the abilities for green apples and all apples, but specifically green apples to help digestion for people that have digestive disorders, it's very effective in lowering blood cholesterol. And I just had my blood work done, and I found out that I've got high cholesterol. So guess what I'm going to be eating? Green apples.
Oh.
And going back in 6 months.
I'm going to find out how to get green apple thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, that's what people have to realize. We can try to control the things that the doctor sees in our blood, especially, you know, I wish that we had a better connection with Dr. Brenda White, because she actually turned her diabetes around by what she started eating. That's why it motivated her to write 5 books on the matter, Let Food Be Your Medicine and Medicine Be Your Food.
Yeah.
That's just so phenomenal. But another thing, ladies out there that want to put on those cute little tight dresses, black dresses for the holidays, it helps to control your appetite. Think about this, all of the women, wherever you are, and men included. I know that when I like to go out, I don't really want to eat anything heavy before I go to a dinner party. That would be a really good appetite suppressant to just eat an apple prior to going, and that's going to give you energy. Also, it's going to give your bodies the nutrients, just like Sabrina said. So that apple a day will keep the doctor away. I do believe that. So, Sabrina, we only have 7 minutes left on the show. The show's almost over. So I really would like for you to share with the world, wherever they are, what are we going to talk about next week?
Oh, goodness. Well, let me just get one last thing in about pineapples, because pineapples are actually little individual fruits that have been compiled together. You know, when you look at a pineapple, they're little tiny nodules. They're individual fruits. So just I ask if everybody that's listening out there, a pineapple a day, too. It's got the highest vitamin C, 131% of your daily vitamin C content by a half a cup of pineapple, 60 calories. It's full of water, so it's loaded with fibers as well. It allows you to feel full longer. It helps boost your immune system. It protects the body from viruses and all kinds of, you know, flus and ear infections. It's just phenomenal. So I really cannot say enough about the fruits that we've highlighted today. And so get ready for those holidays, because these fruits will also help you lose weight. So they're phenomenal in so many different ways. But our next show is going to be about holidays can be so stressful. And Caroline and I decided to talk about how we can get rid of a lot of the, not only your toxins, but get a flat tummy for the holidays and do it quite quickly, so that you can really be able to go to those parties and holiday, just family functions, and feel really free about eating all that amazing food, preparing yourself in advance, detoxifying your body, and learning next week how to get rid of that nasty belly fat by doing some exercises. Asian exercises that have been around for 5,000 years. And people just be able to do that and really help themselves.
I got to tell you,
also,
Sabrina,
One thing I want to mention is, a lot of things that we wanted to talk about in the next show is how to prepare yourself in time. Ladies, this is more for the ladies than the men. A lot of women are wearing these false lashes and spending all kinds of money wearing false lashes. Well, go ahead and learn next week about lashes for the holidays, natural lashes, to start growing your lashes. So I just want to say, I know we're running out of time, and if you want to close off the show by just... I want to honor people say thank you so much for being a part of this show, for allowing yourself to have a half hour of knowledge. Hopefully we've made it fun. We've gathered hours and hours of information from all different doctors and all different case studies on the internet, and we've compiled it into a 30-minute awareness. And I want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for your generous heart. And we look so forward to having you next week by calling in to the number that we will have in our social media. And we have Unification TV on Facebook. We also are on Instagram. And if you just clue in and dial in, people are sick and tired, right, Carolyn? You always say people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I think it's just wonderful that that I'm allowed to be with you on this show. And I want to say thank you to you, this, my gracious co-host, how wonderful you are. And I look forward to your book coming out, your new book.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too. 10 years of blood, sweat, and tears, but it was worth every moment. And one thing that I do want to say, we only have 3 minutes left. Everyone, really think about it. There's no quick fix to health. If you put in the time and you put in the effort every day, consciously think about what Sabrina talked about, the apples and the benefit of the pineapples and the benefit of the lemons. Just give it a try, and you're going to find you will get results. And next week, you could tell us about those results. We would love to hear from you. So what I'm going to do, Sabrina, anything else you want to say before I turn this fabulous music back on?
Well, I would like to say this is together we can open up our minds, and on this show, unifying our hearts and achieving our highest potential. So Caroline and I are here, full-heartedness, passionately. Every week, we are going to have a half hour where we will grow richer, bigger, better, brighter together as an audience and as a community. And I also want to say, in the beginning of the show, the music was very loud. I don't know if there's any way that you can bring the volume down, but if you can, that would be awesome.
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you, Caroline.
Okay. Thank you, and I will see you next week. Goodbye, California, New Zealand, wherever you are in the world. We will see you next week on Unification TV with Sabrina Burnett and Caroline A. Brett.